Yeah. It's that money, boy. Hey.
What is up, everybody? My name is Brandon First, aka First Report, representing the ESBC Gambling Podcast Network. It is Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. We are gonna preview our second NL East team. Obviously, yesterday we previewed the Atlanta Braves. Tomorrow we'll get deeper into tomorrow will be the Philadelphia Phillies. Then we have Thursday will be the New York Mets, and we will finish on Friday with the defending world champs. And then this weekend, we will kind of take all the news of the week in the MLB, put it into one large podcast. Hopefully, we'll scrounge up enough news to keep that going. But for the most part, we're just going to keep giving you distraction content until we get ready to roll. And a big part of this podcast, too, and the reason why I'm doing these team previews is so that when baseball season does start, we don't take 2 weeks to kind of get a lay of the land. We need to jump right in. No time to waste. It's going to be a shortened season one way or another. I don't know how many games are going to be played, but it's highly doubtful we're playing 162 games this baseball season. So every chance to bet is important. But without further ado, let's dive into the Miami Marlins. Look, this franchise, the NL East, I said yesterday, probably the best top to bottom. The AL West is right there too, but I think the NL East overall is the most competitive division in baseball. A big part of that is they have the defending World Series champs. They have Bryce Harper on one of their teams. The Atlanta Braves are probably the second best team in the entire league. And then the Mets have an incredible pitching staff. And then we get to the Miami Marlins. Look, the Miami Marlins are trash. They're not a good baseball team. Probably going to, they're gonna lose probably 60, 65 games this year. Maybe less, or maybe more, excuse me. Remember, I'm going off of a 100-game template. The biggest thing that's frustrating if you're a Marlins fan or even just a baseball fan is what could have been for this franchise. They possibly could have in the outfield Christian Yelich, Marcelo Ozuna, and Giancarlo Stanton, okay? And the pitching could have Luis Castillo, who is the Reds' pretty much ace/number two with him and Trevor Bauer, and Chris Paddock, who currently is the Padres' ace. Those returns got them absolutely nothing. There's nothing out there that's really exciting in terms of prospects or players that were returned. They did trade JT Realmuto, the catcher, to Philadelphia last year. They did at least get starting pitcher Sixto Sanchez, who is actually the Marlins' top prospect, and he is expected to be an ace, so at least they got something there. But in terms of the talent that they sent away, in terms of the talent they have here, it was nothing more than a salary dump. Look, this all started, whether it's his fault or not, it's just the facts. This fire sale and just really bad managing baseball. I understand the Marlins aren't going to be able to afford all those guys I just said. Eventually, you know, small market teams have to pick and choose. They obviously paid Giancarlo Stanton until they decided to trade that contract away. But all these other guys, if you could have taken one or two or three of these guys, maybe you pay them. But even if not, get something back. I mean, we look at the Yankees a couple years back when they were kind of for the first time ever sellers at the trade deadline. They pretty much completely restocked their farm system, and now look at them. They're probably the best team in baseball. The Marlins are just badly run. You know, you can be a small market team. Look at the Rays. Sorry, they're not Devil Rays anymore. But look at the Rays. They're a small market team. They know how to make the playoffs. They know what they need to do. It's a well-run franchise. That is not the case here for the Miami Marlins. I think that falls on Derek Jeter's shoulders, whether it's fair or not. He is the face of that ownership group or leadership group, whatever you want to call it. And ever since he got there, they've been bad. And this is a franchise that are kind of one of the more interesting case studies in all of sports, where this was a franchise or an expansion franchise in 93, okay, 4 years after they you know, 4 years after their expansion, they win the wild card and end up going on and winning the World Series, the 1997 World Series over the Cleveland Indians. Edgar Renteria base hit right back up the middle in Game 7. One of the best World Series out there. And then 2003, I believe it was, the baby Marlins with Josh Beckett, Dontrell Willis, Brad Penny, and then a young Miguel Cabrera, a not-so-young Mike Lowell, and Pudge Rodriguez. They end up and pull off one of the more shocking upsets in the World Series that I've ever seen when they beat the New York Yankees in 03. I believe they beat them in 5 games. It was incredibly surprising that not only the Marlins won, but they won in 5 games. But anyway, so they've never won a division title. This is where the point I'm getting to. They've never won a division title, but they've won 2 World Series titles. You look at the mid-90s, the Braves dynasty won, what, 14 straight NL East titles, only won 1 World Series. The fact that the Miami Marlins, of course, they were the Florida Marlins back then, but this Marlins franchise has 2 World Series and no division titles, and the Atlanta Braves have X number of division titles and only 1 World Series. It's just very interesting. But that's all fun and games because this team is bad. Manager Don Mattingly, look, he's not a bad manager. I think he's probably an above average manager. He's obviously not going to lose his job anytime soon because no one expects anything of these guys. The team, I will say, they do have some talent on the corner infield. They did acquire a Jonathan Villar from the Orioles and Jesus Aguilar from, I think, the Rays was where he finished up last year. Those are okay additions. The problem is, those are your best additions. Those are your best players. Sorry, not even additions. Those are your best offensive players. That is not good. And the team, I'm going to try and be positive here. They do have above average speed. That's something that they've at least traded for and signed. They have speed. But the problem is, they ran into more outs than any other team in the National League. And it was actually pretty much double the next closest team. So speed's great, but you got to be smart too. The entire team, like I said, the fans of Miami deserve better. There's only like 17 actual Marlins fans. I mean, to be honest, the most famous Marlins fan isn't even a Marlins fan. I'm talking about a Marlins guy who's always sitting behind home plate in all the biggest games. Pretty sure the only reason he wears a Marlins jersey is because it's orange and he wants to be on TV because that's the type of person he is. Hey, more power to him. Not the way I would do it, but hey, I really honestly want to know what Derek Jeter's plan is. I personally don't think he has a plan. I think he's just writing the fact that he's Derek Jeter and no one wants the Marlins can't fire me. I'm Derek Jeter. I'm the captain, blah, blah, blah. This whole franchise, I think they could have done baseball a favor and not built this team. The city of Miami could have done baseball a favor and not built this team a stadium. Maybe they would have relocated. I know Nashville's kind of a hot spot. Maybe, you know, I know Montreal's still a possibility, but because of that new stadium, we are going to be stuck with the Miami Marlins, who they're just a bad baseball team. I know there's levels in terms of how much money teams can spend, but the Marlins they're atrocious. Their front office is bad. If this team, I'm not one for participation trophies, but if this team can finish anywhere besides last place, they should be given a trophy of some sort. It will be a miracle if this team can do anything in this division. There are 4 really good teams and then the Marlins. I only want to call them a bad team because I don't want to disrespect the bad teams that are actually out there, because there are some bad teams out there. This might not be the worst team in terms of talent, but they are definitely the worst team in terms of the way they are ran. So like I said, look, the over-under for this team was low. I don't have it off the top of my head. Terrible. Here, let me see if I can pull it up. I don't see how this team, it was 64.5 was the 162 over under. Pound the under. I don't know what that will be. I didn't do my math on that one, but this is going to be a team that wins, if they're lucky, 30 games. 33 games. If they can win 33% of their games, I think that will be an accomplishment, maybe 35%. So take the under on anything at 36, 35, take the under for this team. It's going to be a bad baseball team. Do beware, though. There will be inflated lines in terms of the other way. This team will get a lot of they're just going to be two-run underdogs pretty much no matter what. I think there will be times where, you know, like I said, Jonathan Villar and Jesus Aguilar, they're not the worst players in the world. They will at least be able to carry this team to something, some respectability. But if you are betting on the Miami Marlins, do it carefully. This is a team that's probably going to lose more than they're going to win, obviously. But also when it comes to covering the spread, I would see it that way as well. So that's all I got for you today. That's kind of a short podcast. I'm not the world out there is so negative as is. I had to talk about the Miami Marlins. It's not easy to be positive about him, but I didn't want to be wholly negative too. So that's why it was a short podcast. But I will be back with you tomorrow. We'll be talking Philadelphia Phillies, talking Bryce Harper, Real Muto, Rhys Hoskins, Aaron Nola. See if they have a chance to contend in this very, very competitive NLE. So don't forget to join me for that tomorrow. But until then, once again, my name is Brandon First, a.k.a. First Report, representing the ESBC Gambling Podcast Network. Go check out our website, ecosystemsbusinessconcierge.com. That will have all of our podcasts, blogs, and educational gambling tips for you all in one area. It's nice and easy there. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, be kind, be safe, be happy. You can bet on that. Take care. I'm the best there is.